Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Back at it on a Monday, April 22nd. People are talking about more frost this week for us. How did he vote over the weekend? A congressman live at 8:30. Another new host added to our Air Force, Lafay Pegues, Pacers. Dang it. And today, take a tree to lunch. It's Earth Day. Good morning. Steve Lindell, a radio buddy, a host of the program every day, 8 to 9 a.m., live, local, and talking about what people are talking about. Look at the Alexa map. Listeners in Binghamton, New York, of all places. Thank you for tuning in. Drop us an email. Let us know who and why you're there. We'd love to know. WMUN at woofboom.com, and listeners all over the place, they want to know what the weather's going to be like in Muncie and Delaware County. We always get that from meteorologist Paul Poteet.
Good morning. We've got the frost advisory in place until 10 a.m. and then 63 by this afternoon. Enjoy it. It's going to be the warmest day until Friday. 63 with sunshine this morning, mostly sunny weather this afternoon. The clouds increase tonight, low of 47. Then tomorrow, just 58, mostly cloudy. Might be a spotty shower in the morning, some steady rain in the afternoon, spotty shower in the early evening, then a low of 41. And Wednesday is partly to mostly sunny, but it's only getting up to 53, and we may rerun this threat of frost Wednesday night into Thursday. Thursday, sunny, 57. We'll finally get to 71 as we start a warming trend Friday.
All right. Thank you, Paul Poteet. I grilled yesterday and was staying close to the grill for some warmth. It was chilly. That was after I mowed, and I needed gloves because it was that. It felt like there was a wind chill on Saturday when we were doing a live-action broadcast. Again, the email address if you want to send us a note now or ever, WMUN at woofboom.com, WMUN at woofboom.com. Our local news summary in a moment, which will include data and information about a knife attack and break-in in Muncie from late last week. We know some more about that this morning. And you may have been busy over the weekend and might have missed this. The House took some action and some very expensive and controversial bills later this morning at 8:30 a.m. I'll talk live to a congressman that voted on what Howie's summarizing now.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Under growing media pressure and an excruciating six-month delay, the House over the weekend finally passed U.S. military aid to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan and some other measures such as a ban on TikTok. Mike Johnson, the new speaker, deserves all the credit, and President Biden praised the House for the move. But the reason that he's not being praised, since he's risking his job, Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to dump him out of the speaker's chair, has two other Republicans who could get it done, although the timing is unclear, is that Johnson is fixing a problem that he created. He was responsible for not bringing this to the floor. And now that we see that 101 Republicans were willing to vote even for aid to Ukraine, less than half, but with votes from Democrats, they were able to get it done. Johnson now is hanging on for his political future. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And again, bottom of hour this morning, 8:30, live interview with Congressman Greg Pence. Stand by for that. Now, our local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our stations across East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN.
He thinks the U.S. should be finding ways to help them. Harrison Silcox says that.
Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. They all need help from the U.S., says Indiana Senator Todd Young.
We have to avoid a war. We are experiencing dangers on the three fronts that we're focused on, Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the Indo-Pacific.
Talking with WIBC's Tony Katz, Congress is working on passing a bill that would fund Ukraine as the country continues to defend itself against Russia. Young says he would also like to see Congress find a way to better protect the southern border. Harrison Silcox, Network, Indiana.
A murderer out on parole is now a suspect in a knife attack on a woman at a Muncie apartment complex. Happened on North Marleyon Drive on April 16th when cops said a woman was returning home and she just walked into her apartment door when Dallas White confronted her. She said that he was holding a kitchen knife and closed the apartment door, locking her boyfriend outside. WTHR was able to learn that White had been found guilty of murder in 1997, sentenced to 55 years, and served 27 before being released on parole, but did not specify where the offense or the parole happened. White was arrested on the burglary and battery with a deadly weapon charge.
I'm Peter Killeen. A man who allegedly attacked two employees at a Muncie pawn shop Friday morning was shot. According to the Star Press, city police were sent to KT Pawn, 424 East 13th Street. The man reportedly was armed with a blunt instrument and attacked the two employees. One of the employees then shot the alleged intruder. The suspect reported to be in serious condition.
Police in Indianapolis pulled off a large drug bust last week. Donnie Burgess has the stats.
The cops rounded up four suspects and plenty of drugs and guns on Indy's north side. Indianapolis Metro Police and SWAT officers executed a search on West 32nd Street and found 20 guns, over 500 grams of synthetic marijuana, 125 grams of cocaine, and hundreds of pressed pills. IMPD arrested John Whitfield, DeAndre Miller, Arian Suggs, and Charles Dunlap. Donnie Burgess, Just Network Indiana.
The week ahead.
Monday, it's Earth Day. Wednesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments about Idaho's abortion ban. On Thursday, President Trump's presidential immunity arguments will be before the Supreme Court. Also on Thursday, the NFL draft will get underway in Detroit. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
Early in-person voting continues. Delaware County Clerk Rick Spangler says for the next 2 weeks, it's Monday through Saturday.
8:30 to 4. This is at the county building uptown. You'll need your driver's license, picture ID. We can walk you right through the system. It doesn't take long at all, and you can do your civic duty.
May 7 is primary election day in Indiana. When you send your kids to school, you want to make sure they're safe. Police have offered a potential solution.
You might have heard about the special needs student apparently bullied and beaten at an Indianapolis public school. A lawsuit claims the school knew and police never did anything, which is why Marion County Sheriff Kerry Forstall wants every school to have a safe school czar. That's basically one person trusted to oversee situations like the one at IPS and report it. Sheriff Forstall says a similar position was recommended after the Uvalde, Texas mass shooting, and he figures it's better to stop a potential tragedy than letting one happen. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Why the primary election is important, in the words of Delaware County Clerk Rick Spangler.
You can decide who's going to be on the ballot with your vote for this, either for or against a candidate to put the people you want to see on the ballots. Too often we hear, I don't like the choices. Well, you can control that by getting more people to the primary polls.
From WMUN, Friday morning, early voting continues. Primary day is May 7.
A road rage incident near the intersection of Bolden Road and 146th Street in Noblesville led to a shooting in the Meadows of Shelburne Housing Addition on Friday. 22-year-old Kaylee M. Goutee of Noblesville allegedly shot Douglas A. Campbell, 42, in the shoulder. Campbell was treated and released from Ascension St. Vincent Hospital in Indianapolis. Goutee was detained and transported to the Hamilton County Jail, facing a litany of felony charges. Wes Woodward, Network Indiana.
That three-day strike by grad workers at Indiana University ended Friday, but they say their work is far from over.
They want better pay and to be recognized as a union. They want to build a coalition of graduate workers across Indiana. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention believes a certain brand of basil sold at Trader Joe's stores may be linked to a recent salmonella outbreak. Sasha Nixon reports on what that might mean for you.
The CDC says Infinite Herbs Basil has left at least 12 people sick nationwide, with one hospitalized, though no cases have yet been reported in the Hoosier State. So Trader Joe's has removed the product from its shelves in 29 states, including Indiana. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
In his own voice today on Live Local Radio, D.C. Happenings with 6th District Congressman Greg Pence on WMUN News Radio. At 8:30 this morning, the interview happens on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa. Submit questions quickly this morning to be considered WMUN at woofboom.com. An elementary school in Lafayette is moving to a four-day school week.
Vinton Elementary is the first school in the whole state to implement the four-day week. The change, approved by the Lafayette School Board on Wednesday, is because many teachers had complained to the district that they feel rushed to cover all the coursework they need to. So the district is trying out the four-day week, which will require students to stay at school 50 minutes longer each day, since they still have to hit that 180-day minimum for the school year. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Another day, another debate for governor tomorrow. 7 to 8:30 p.m. WLBC will air the Indiana Debate Commission event with all candidates scheduled to appear. Questions for this one come primarily from the public. More than 100 were received. John Schwantes, host of PBS's Indiana Lawmakers, will moderate. It happens more than you know. WLBC reporter Brett Busby on what it is.
High in Plain Sight, a program designed to reveal products and tactics of drug abuse unnoticed and going on right in front of us. The Madison County Minority Health Coalition will host Tall Cop Jermaine Galloway this Wednesday at the Anderson Impact Center. We asked the 18-year police veteran who should attend.
You know, that presentation is going to be geared for professionals, people who work with anyone suffering from substance use disorders, addiction, any of that.
It starts at 10, lunch and education for your $20 admission. And by the way, Tall Cop gets his moniker from his 6'9" stature. Link for tickets on our news webpage. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
If you want to make a donation to honor fallen Deputy Fred Fissler, police want you to be sure that you're using a legitimate link. Donnie Burgess explains.
You need to go to the Central Indiana Police Foundation. That's where the official donation link is located, and it will be vetted by police to avoid scammers ruining the whole thing. Deputy Fred Fissler died overnight Monday into Tuesday in a crash in Plainfield. He was a 2.5-year veteran of the Hendricks County Sheriff's Office, leaving behind a wife and two kids. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Another new local radio show host added to our staff today. Lethay Pegues hosts a weekly show about economic development in our area on the 765businessjournal.com show from 9 to 9:30 a.m. Mondays. Jason Haney from Eco Rehab will join him in studio today. 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN.
Still to come later this hour, our word of the day. I will get an assist from my producer. Why? Because I don't know how to say this word. But Emily does. That's coming up later on WMUN.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Good morning once again. It's 8:21 live Eastern Time. Hello, Mama, in the Central Time Zone. My sister Sherry will never listen live. She lives on the West Coast, and it's way too early for her. Ugh. She might listen to the replay, though, and give a little thumbs up. WMUNMuncie.com, WMUNMuncie.com. Today is Earth Day. There's a renewed focus on reducing the production of plastics just in time for today.
This year's Earth Day theme is Planet versus Plastics, with a call for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. EarthDay.org outlines the plan, which includes more public awareness of the damage plastic can do to humans as well as animals, and a demand for more research to be done on its health implications. It also calls for phasing out all single-use plastics by 2030 and takes aim at the fast fashion industry, urging more policies around the amount of plastic it produces. Earth Day, which started in 1970, is also teaming up with Rovio's Angry Birds for its video game Healing the World, in which plastic trash is hurting the birds' feathered friends. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
At WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're also the Pacers station. If you didn't stay up for the game last night, they lost, and they kind of lost convincingly. Live on WMUN, Tuesday's the next game, and we'll have that one and all the rest of the Pacer games right here live. I think 8:30 p.m. is the start time for the pregame. The TV people think it's going to be a good one. That's why they moved them later into prime time and why the Pacers got the late game last night. Didn't work out the way Pacer fans wanted, but we'll see if it is a better outcome on Tuesday night. Steve Lindell live on WMUN. Later this hour, we're going to get to the mayor of Muncie, a community update post. I think it was later in the week last week on social media. He mentioned a couple of things that I think you will be interested in, and we'll be glad to share those items, or rather, he will. Closer to 8:45, I think, as far as planning ahead now. While we have a second here, let's just look at a snapshot of our day today.
It's April 22nd, and this 22nd is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Earth Day, the anniversary of the start of the modern environmental movement. It was first celebrated in 1970. Also on this day in 2004, a football player turned military man is killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan. Pat Tillman enlisted in the Army after the September 11th attacks. He was shot by fellow Rangers at the age of 27, a death that was originally covered up by the military. A German and Nazi leader Adolf Hitler concedes defeat in 1945. alive after learning that Soviet forces made their way into Berlin. He announced from his underground bunker that he would commit suicide. Richard Nixon dies in 1994. He had suffered a major stroke several days earlier. He was the 37th president, but resigned, the only one to ever do so because of likely impeachment and removal from office because of the Watergate scandal. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, we talk about what people are talking about, and sometimes we encourage you to talk in big words. That's why we have the WMUN Word of the Day from the calendar that was gifted to me at Christmas time by my brother Pat Lindell. Today's word is unpronounceable as far as I'm concerned. Emily Guffey is my producer. You hear me talking about Emily all the time. I've asked Emily, please, to help me by using the word of the day in a sentence, if you would be so kind.
Sure thing, Steve. Yeah. The word of the day is archipelago, and our sentence is, a ship must sail with caution while navigating an archipelago.
Oof. Wow. Well done. Well done indeed. Now, why do you know that word so well?
I used to play a game, and it had a specific area that was an archipelago. And it was a bunch of small islands that were connected together.
What was the game?
It was called Don't Starve.
I don't think I know that one. All right, not a sponsor, but that game could be. All right, thank you very much. Emily Guffey showing off her smart kid stuff there once again. And moving forward, we'll do that more from time to time because, you know, she's the smart one on this show, that's for sure. Stand by. A congressman visits next on WMUN.
In the game of life, every point matters, especially when it comes to your loved ones. Score big for your family by securing life insurance with SelectQuote. Their team of experienced, licensed insurance agents can help you find the right policy at the right price in just minutes. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. My wife's also 40, and her $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. Plus, with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy, SelectQuote can help you score big on affordable coverage. Don't let the clock run out on your chance to protect your family's future.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-656-1970. That's 1-800-656-1970. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-656-1970. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal. There are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Valvoline Advanced can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for working capital to fuel your growth in 2024? At LendSeek, we help you reach your goals with fast, easy funding solutions tailored for all your business needs. At LendSeek.com, a simple, no-cost application gives you full access to nearly 100 lenders, and our high approval rates mean instant approvals for larger amounts and better terms. Whether your business needs funding for inventory, equipment, expansion, payroll, cash flow, or any other need, LendSeek provides revenue-based working capital programs from $20,000 to $1 million. And you'll love our one-on-one concierge service. If you've been in business for at least 1 year with an average monthly revenue of $20,000, you could receive business funding in as little as 24 hours with no collateral, no prepayment penalties, and no restrictions on how to use the funds, regardless of your personal credit score. There's no obligation and zero out-of-pocket costs. So apply today at LendSeek.com. That's LendSeek.com.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense auto fill pitcher. and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Live at 8:30, I'm in Muncie, Indiana. You are wherever you're listening, and I see a little Alexa device listener in Washington, D.C. I'm pretty sure that's the handler for the congressman. Greg Pence, I think they're following up on you back at the home office there to make sure that you stay on message. How do you feel about that?
I don't know what you're talking about, Steve. You're catching me off guard, huh?
Here, as we sit in the studio here, good morning, by the way, and thank you for the time, Congressman.
Yeah, you bet.
As we sit in the studio, we have terrestrial listeners, of course. You are an advocate for AM and FM radio, and we appreciate you for that. There's also the way to listen on, you know, the interwebs, the streams, and the Alexa, the smart speakers, and so on. I have a feeling, isn't Grace one of your many handlers, as I call them? Okay, all right. So anyway, I see a little blue flag on my map of Alexa listeners in Washington, D.C. I'm assuming that is that person or someone on your staff. Yeah,
that is Grace, my comms director.
So comms director. I think handler sounds funnier.
They're all handlers. 42 years. My wife's still handling me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And Congressman, let's get to business here. I know it was a busy weekend again with funding bills. First, if you don't mind, on the move by the Speaker of the House to break them up into several votes instead of one, on that notion, did you agree or disagree with that premise?
So I did. I voted yes on all of the bills. I voted yes on the rule, and let me describe what rule is, Steve, for the listeners. Rule is when you pass a rule, it means it comes to the floor for debate. So the breakup in the rule of the four bills after the rule allowed everyone to debate each bill individually instead of collectively. So we had a debate period for Israel. We had a debate period for Ukraine. We had a debate period for Indo-Pacific. And then a debate for the 21st Century Peace Through Strength bill. But I want the listeners to also know, and this isn't being reported, Steve, and I'm very surprised by this, we also debated and had a vote on the Border Catastrophe Act prior to the voting on these four bills. Now, that did not pass. Well, the other four passed on what they like to call a bipartisan basis. The Border Security Act or Catastrophe Act failed because, and I'm going to say it, the Democrats voted against securing the border. Well, no one's talking about that bill that was the first one we voted on, we talked about, and we debated last week.
Well, Congressman Pence, and you just told me my next question's answer. You voted yes on Israel, Ukraine, Indo-Pacific, and the one called the 21st Century Peace Through Strength Act. What was your vote on the End the Border Catastrophe Act?
Well, that's an absolute yes. So I you call it yesterday. It was a very unfortunately we were supposed to be finished on Thursday, and then we had about 30 minutes of voting on Thursday afternoon, Friday, and then Saturday we voted on those five bills and took a little longer. I finally got home at 8:45 Saturday night. Steve, why it takes so long for things we've been working on for 6 or 8 months just shows you how disorganized the House of Representatives can be. But we needed to get those things done. I'd be happy to talk about the individual bills. There's a lot of misinformation out there, but you know, we got that behind us. I will tell you that that's going to be, in my opinion, and a lot of people feel the same way, that'll end up being the kind of the last legislation that of any significance that gets done for the rest of this year as a lot of folks move into their primaries and then the general election next fall, and then we'll probably pick up serious legislation after November next year. I'm sorry to say, but I think that's just the reality.
Sixth District Congressman Greg Pence is my guest. Steve Lindell live on WMUN this April the 22nd. You said you'd be willing to go through the bills. I think that would be very helpful. The H.R. 8034 is the Israel Security Act. Give us the broad brushstrokes on that one.
Lots of replenishment for weapons for both what we have been giving to Israel as well as providing them with some of the, as we have, as we should continue to support Israel in the Middle East. I like to say they're the first line of defense, as you know, and as your listeners know, I fought alongside of them in Lebanon. It's the same characters 40 years ago, Hamas. Hezbollah, you know, just trying to disrupt the Middle East. And then there was some humanitarian aid to Gaza in that. That was a hard point for a lot of folks. A lot of folks thought, well, maybe Middle East and maybe Israel should be doing the humanitarian aid. But I think that that was a good provision in the bill because it helps. You know, we don't want these people starving. We don't want them to go without, especially the children, the women, the older folks. So, you know, trying to keep tamp down the peace, keep things, you know, from getting too out of control there. Good provision in that bill.
All right.
The Ukrainian bill, that was a tough one. I probably was a half yes, half no when I finally went into that. It's $60 billion. Sounds like a lot. It is. Only $20 billion actually goes to Ukraine. And of that $20 billion, $10 is a loan. And in this bill are controls that none of it would go to the government operation. We know that about a year ago, they put the money, some of the money, into their state employee pensions, which is totally in my opinion, totally inappropriate, but we put all the guardrails around that bill, so that can't happen. But most of that bill, the $40 billion, went to restock here in the United States the weapons that we have lent or given Ukraine over the last year and a half. So,
okay.
So that was a hold your nose, but I think the speaker was right in moving it forward ultimately. The Indo-Pacific security wasn't a lot of money. It was mainly for us to monitor and to do what we need to do to help Taiwan stay independent over with China. I think that was about $8 billion. But that none of that money went to Taiwan. That went to our State Department, our military over there. We know there's a lot of things going on in the South Sea, China Sea. So we're supporting the military on that. 21st Century Peace Through Strength Act, really a messaging bill. That TikTok is included in that. There's no money spent in that bill. That just says Iran. We need to sanction Iran. One of the things, by the way, in the Ukraine bill, there's a repo act is in that. We're going to take any Russian seized assets, and we're going to pay for Ukraine with that. But the 21st Century Peace Through Strength included a TikTok requirement that they divest within a year. It sanctions on China if they continue to misbehave towards Taiwan. And so again, no spending there. And then the border catastrophe.
Go ahead. The end of the Border Catastrophe Act, the last one that did not pass. Go ahead.
Well, that's our border bill. It's most of H.R. 2, which we passed a year ago. You know, we keep passing these. We keep introducing these border bills as the Republicans are in the majority. And again, the Democrats voted no. I think maybe a couple. That one needed a two-thirds majority in the House. It was on suspension, meaning two-thirds need to pass it, and it didn't pass, and what a shame.
Of the four acts that you just ran through for us, obviously move on to the Senate now. Do you think any of those or all of those might pass the Senate as well?
I do. I think, as I said, it's been 6 to 8 months working on all of this. I think this was between the Senate, the House, and the White House, there was an agreement that these bills could make it through. The Senate had sent us kind of a package that didn't come to the House floor. So, yeah, there's been a lot of negotiations going on. You know, we really do need to act in a bipartisan way. This will pass tomorrow, I believe, in the Senate pretty quickly.
All right. This is Congressman Greg Pence from the 6th District of Indiana. Live on WMUN. Last week, I see that you were in a health subcommittee hearing on the Department of Health and Human Services budget. Could you give us some notes on that one?
Yeah, we had Secretary Becerra came in, and usually when we have a witness, each member gets 5 minutes to make some points and ask some questions. But I just put my notes down, and I said, Secretary Becerra, the administration's come out with some regulations that require additional nurses in nursing homes, and there's a terrible, terrible shortage out everywhere, particularly in rural America, of nurses. And I said, how can you increase the number required in a nursing home when there are none to hire? And we went back and forth for 5 minutes. I was polite and congenial and respectful, and as was he. But I said, listen, we need to train more nurses. You know, you've got Ball State. We have nursing programs. We need to be supportive of adding more nurses and professional healthcare people into the system right now, because that's all I hear about, Steve. And I've been a real champion. Next week, my bill requiring or trying to get more nursing support in the system will go into markup in the Energy and Commerce bill. I've been pushing for this for quite some time. That's all I've heard about in healthcare, whether it's hospitals, nursing homes, doctors. We're short on doctors, professionals, and nurses.
And I know you feel strongly, too, in healthcare, Mr. Pence, about cybersecurity as it relates to healthcare and hospitals and all of that, too.
I do. Just over to the west of you in Hancock County, a number of years ago, 60 Minutes did a profile of being hacked in the hospitals, and we talked about how we can be more effective in that. My opinion is that we disconnect, and I made this point in this committee hearing, disconnect the external communications from patients' files in hospitals. And then if they get hacked, like an oil pipeline did a couple of years ago, it doesn't affect the operation, or it doesn't, my personal and your personal information doesn't get hacked. Maybe their back office does. And so I made that point. I said maybe you ought to look at the oil industry, the pipeline industry, how they've been able to separate private data from operations and protect people's information.
Congressman,
so, you know, you get...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Congressman Pence, this is a final note here. I don't want to keep you too long. I understand you had a meeting with the Indiana Beef and Cattle Association. You told me last time we talked about the farm bill that it likely won't get passed or do much of anything until, down the road. What was it like with the beef and cattle people, and has anything changed on the farm bill for now?
Nothing's changed, Steve. Yeah, it's kind of the same story. I know that they're going to try to continue to talk about it, bring it into committee hearings in the Ag Committee. But I think universally, and they knew that too when we talked, it doesn't look like it's going to get done before November for sure. Most likely not until next year.
I know one of the favorite things that you do and your staffers do is called constituent services. When somebody has an issue, they got a problem, they got a question, you like it when they reach out to you. How do they get in contact with you or your people, Congressman?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Pence.house.gov, you know, let us help you with any problems you have with the federal government, or we'll point you in the right direction.
Thank you very much, sir, for your work and your service. Enjoy the rest of your, it's a district work period, so you get to do some stuff in the district this week.
I do. All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks very much, Congressman Pence, as we continue live this and every morning on WMUN.
Are you financially fit? Your Indiana Secretary of State is providing Hoosiers with the skills needed to gain more control of your hard-earned resources. Track your spending, build an emergency fund, create a budget, and stay out of debt. And if you're too deep in debt, you're not alone. Improving your financial fitness will take some effort, but you can get started right away to become an informed investor and improve your finances. Learn more at sos.in.gov. Sponsored by the Office of the Indiana Secretary of State.
Spring has sprung. Is your golf game ready for the season? Yes or no, Crestview Golf Club is ready for you. Here's a checklist. Golf balls, hats, polos, tees.
Need an upgrade on any of those?
Crestview Golf Club has merchandise arriving daily. Call or book your tee time online at crestviewgolf.net. And after the round, stop into Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill. Pizza, sandwiches, a full bar, and more. Crestview Golf Club and Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill.
Looking forward to seeing you this spring.
Anthony, I'm in need of the freshest, finest ingredients.
Okay, sir.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Go get me a barbecue chicken pizza, and maybe, just maybe, I'll share it with you.
Where should I go?
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, of course. It's my go-to place. You could say they know me there. Also, add garlic cheese bread to the list.
How do I find
Mancino's? Everyone knows Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Behold the grandeur of WMUN's Quest for the Best, presented by Magna. Nominate and rally behind your cherished businesses at Muncie'sQuestForTheBest.com. Whether it's a treasured pet groomer, a favored barber, or a boutique of distinction, nominate them without delay until Wednesday, April 24th at Muncie'sQuestForTheBest.com. Presented by Magna and the Talk of Muncie, WMUN.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906. Sheriff Goslin Roofing. WorryFreeRoof.com.
Justin here from AirServe Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer. Now's the time to get your AC ready to run efficiently with our $59 guaranteed tune-up. We guarantee your air conditioner not to break down this summer, or we will credit your $59 towards any repair. Our schedule is filling up fast, so act now. Call AirServe Heating and Cooling at 747-1177 or online at airserve.com/Muncie. Heil, depend on us.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Dr. Joe Moshevitz just tuned in to WMUN. Longtime listener, first-time emailer. No, he's actually emailed a bunch of times. He wanted to email for Lindsay Marie to connect with that show host as a potential guest for all kinds of people. Michael Smith is the guest later this morning. 9:30 start time for Dr. Joe Moshevitz. Go ahead and try and spell that. Dr. Joe is easier. Now, let's dive into the mayor from late last week. Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour with his community update from social media.
And we got the numbers back from the eclipse. We had perfect weather on the eclipse and then torrential rains after the eclipse the rest of the week. But we did get the numbers in, and we had, it looks like we had just shy of 30,000 visitors to Delaware County who came in to see the eclipse. I hope you were all able to be a part of that and see it either with your family or with other groups. I thought it was quite remarkable and certainly a once in a lifetime, unless you're willing to drive somewhere else and see it when it happens in some other community across the world. Won't be back here for quite a number of years, but we're very pleased to have 30,000 people who chose Muncie as a place to watch that total eclipse. So good job, everybody. The city of Muncie has hired some Muncie Police Department social workers. So Kayla Trumbo and Dr. Sally Archer Jones, they started this week. Both are licensed social workers. They're working full-time with the Muncie Police Department. Their objective is to build relationships with the community and assist with the mental health and addiction needs of our community. And so this is just another one of those pieces that we're trying to layer on top of each other to help individuals who are dealing with addiction needs and or mental health needs. So we're very excited to have Kayla and Dr. Sally with us as part of our city team. We also want to congratulate the students at Muncie's Westview Elementary School. They won the state championship for the Math Bowl. There were 117 different teams that competed for the state championship, and Muncie and Westview Elementary and those students were number one. So congratulations, great job. It's a testament to the Muncie Community Schools. And too bad to those other 117 schools that competed. Muncie got it, and Westview Elementary. Great job, great job. The city received the Community Crossings Grant. Now that grant has now gone from $1 million maximum to $1.5 million. So we certainly put the money together to do the match. It is a match for our size city. We have to match dollar for dollar. For smaller cities, they don't have to match that much. They only have to match one for every $5. But we match it dollar for dollar. So we'll be doing $3 million worth of paving.
All right, the mayor of Muncie from late last week, we covered that Community Crossings grant information on our news as well. Now, this last item here has got to make you go, aww.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dog prom at a senior dog facility in Tennessee makes today's Dean's List. The Old Friends Senior Dog Sanctuary has been taking care of seasoned pets for 12 years. It's a nonprofit that continues to stay in business, funded entirely by community donations, and gives a loving home for these beautiful canines while also paying for their medical needs. To celebrate their 12th year in business, volunteers and members of the sanctuary decided to have a prom for their beloved pets. Dogs dressed up, and there was even a prom king and queen crowned. And the event also served as a fundraiser, raising over $125,000 for the sanctuary services. Thanks to everyone who helps celebrate and everyone who takes care of our special senior dogs. You all made today's Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
As an aside, this is a personal note. If for some reason you didn't go, aw, during that feature there, then I think, personally, you might be an awful person. is that possible? I don't know. Reviewing our word of the day, I misinformed Emily Guffey. I had her do tomorrow's word of the day by accident today. She did a fantastic job with it. You can replay that later, WMUNMuncie.com, WMUNMuncie.com. It's a URL. And you can replay anything and everything right there anytime. If you ever miss a show, you're going to miss a lot, so you can replay and catch back up. Or if for some reason we talk about you and you want proof, you can do that too. We have no secrets. Binghamton, New York is back online. Is that Tony Kornheiser? Is that my sports buddy from the mothership as Dan Patrick? I don't know. I think Tony Kornheiser is at least originally from the Binghamton area, perhaps listening. Chicagoland, you're there. Mike Rhodes' house is on. And Mama in Minnesota, we'll talk to all of you and more tomorrow and every day. 8 to 9 a.m., it's a live show called Delaware County Today. 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and the Alexa command. Play WMUN.